Let's see. Is he live? Unmuted? Good to go? Right input? Blink twice if you can hear me, chat. Big B is here! I don't know why the input changed on me, but, you know, that's what happens when you're up till fucking 3:30 in the morning. Sorry about that, guys. Oh, sorry. Wait, hold on a second. Tastes like victory. Morning, everybody. Mike Malone coming in hot with a super chat. Packers clock management team running audio today? No doubt about it. Thanks a lot, buddy. Blink, blink. Thanks, Jim. Let me see. All good. John, thank you for the super chat. Who needs to run the ball with A.J. Dillon when you got Aaron Beast Mode Rodgers running over linebackers? Stash is undefeated. Stash is here for a while now. That's no doubt about that. At least 10 more days. My goodness. I had a great night. Got drunk. Packers won and got... Okay, there you go. That's my guy. Well done. Sean, thanks for the super chat. Thought the fans were outstanding in the stadium. Also a massive fan of Big Dog's Max McGee impression. Not bad, right? Not bad for the old man. The Packers fans in attendance there were so great. The Go Pack Go ringing out. You know, guys, you know, when Corey and I watch it live, we can't listen to the broadcast audio, but watching the game after the game, going back and then listening to Buck and Aikman, but the hearing the crowd, that was incredible. And then the post game, so, you know, where Aaron Jones was on set, there were 8 billion Packers fans sticking around. Man. Packers fans represent. I love it so much. What else? Holy super chats, Batman. Sorry, guys. I got that one. Thanks. Jake, thanks for the super chat. When can we expect an I was told the game was over shirt? Go Pack Go. Awesome stream. Thank you, Jake. Thank you very much. I don't know. Feels awfully similar to a lot of ball game left, right? But who knows? Maybe we'll get one. I'll talk to Brent, see what he can come up with. David, thank you for the super chat. 7-1, enjoy this, guys. Soak it all in. That is sage advice, my friend. No doubt about it. Alex, thank you for the super chat. The way this team battled, the amount of injuries they overcame, how no one gave them a shot outside of Green Bay, hearing Aaron Rodgers preach to his team after the win to carry the G, Lombardi would be proud. No question about it. I did love Aaron extolling the virtues of the G. Joseph, thank you for the super chat. Welcome back, Nags. I was told the game was over. You think people would learn, right? That's why I get so up in arms about it, because you just think, how many times do you have to see it with your own eyes? I understand I'm an old man, and I've seen it a bunch, so I understand that anything can happen at any point, and the game's not over until the clock reads zero, right? Especially in a one fucking score game. But I understand skepticism, negativity, but you've seen this team do this now how many times? So to have someone in the chat last night talking about, oh, the game's over, man, get out of here with that with defeatist nonsense. The game is not over until we say it's over. And that's when the clock reads zero. It's told the game was over. You'd think you'd learn. Jeezy Baby, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. 69, take two, victory Friday. Nice. Nice. Mario, thanks for the super chat. Aaron was trying so hard not to say carry the G. I don't know if you say that. I think my take on that was, yeah, no, I don't think he was trying not to say carry the G, but he was trying to, you notice how he put in a couple of times that this was a conversation he had years ago, you know, trying to say that, like, you know, this has been going on forever and this is, you know, not the first time and blah, blah, blah. Whatever, man. We own the trademark, so cheers. Justin, thanks for the super chat. I was told this team would be blown out by halftime and Kyler would have 250 scrambling yards. What a performance from everyone. I love this team. Man, you cannot say enough about the defense. The way they clamped down on Arizona for much of the game is truly impressive. And give them credit because they made a nice adjustment late in the second half when, you know, the Packers have a two-score lead. They're playing a lot of soft shell coverage. They mixed up some things, but then, you know, basically Murray pulled a Rodgers and he would take the play clock down and make sure he knew exactly what set they were in and then make an adjustment at the last moment before the snap of the football to take advantage of whatever he was seeing. Now, the Packers did a good job of keeping things in front of them, not allowing an explosive big play for the most part. And, you know, it came down to that play at the end. And, you know, as frustrating as it can be at times, I know Arizona moved the ball. They are a really good football team. You're not going to hold them down forever. Defense did enough to win, and they did it in an extremely impressive fashion early in that game. Because, Justin, I'm with you in regards to I thought Kyler Murray was going to run all over them, and I thought they did a phenomenal job keeping their rush lanes, the integrity of their rush lanes intact to not give him easy escape routes. Like, and then to have Campbell play, I mean, he wasn't a strict spy, but he was obviously spying at times. I mean, just outstanding work from everyone involved on the defense. Brad, thanks for the super chat. Glad to catch live. Didn't catch full watch party, but Nag's reaction to last INT, just perfect. About the same I had. Wild game. My heart can't take it. I mean, that's the thing. Your heart is in your throat. There were a couple times in that game last night where I felt the blood rushing from my body. But it was a great game, of course. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Shout out from, I believe that's Brandy doing the moderating. Shout out to all the fans of Cheesehead TV overseas that stay up late every week. We get people all over the world watching the game with us. We always say, devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. It's what we do. And it kind of blows my mind every single time. Every single week, we got people all over the globe. It's really phenomenal. Casey, thanks for the super chat. Summers saved the game with a fumble recovery. I mean, that's a big play. That was one of those times I was just talking about where the blood rushed out of my body. When Winfrey got the ball punched out and it's lying there on the carpet. There was that time. I mean, A.J. Dillon had I know the ground caused it, so, you know, it's negated, but it makes you, gets you all nervous. No doubt about it. But that was a heads-up play by Summers, no doubt. Lefty, thanks for the super chat. Maybe we're just fucking better. What a tweet. What a savage tweet from Preston Smith. Absolutely love it. And I saw that Kenny echoed his sentiments. Terry, thanks for the super chat. The super sticker. Thank you. Very, very much appreciated. Jeff, thank you for the super chat. Kudos to Goody. Incredible depth on this team. 12 is the glue that holds it all together. Great game plan by LaFleur. Very much agreed. Obviously, the two things that you want to pick at after this win, if you're the coaching staff, are the operation, such as it is, getting plays in and out and getting personnel to match, because my God, they were just throwing away timeouts like candy last night. And then obviously the red zone issues continue. Three plays from the 3-yard line, you can't punch it in. That's something to work on. Jake in the Box, thanks for the super chat. Best watch party reaction. Oh, thank you, man. Thank you very much. My throat is definitely paying for it today, but thank you so much. Pack Dat, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Do you think it's some overconfidence in Rodgers and LaFleur when they waste timeouts in the second half? I don't know if it's overconfidence. I just think, you know, the operation isn't very sharp. And now some of that is going to be because they're playing a ton of guys that, you know, aren't used to being up and or working with the ones. You've got coaches trying to get guys in and out of the game. You saw guys lining up in the wrong spots. I mean, they had basically lost, you know, they had that delay of game because DeGuara lined up on the left. He should have been on the right. You know, there's a lot of factors there. I wouldn't peg it as overconfidence. I really do wish, and I'm going to ask Matt about it today, and I know he'll have some nonsense to say, but I mean, how do you not, especially after you waste a couple early, kind of kick yourself in the butt, at least at halftime, and say, okay, we got to sharpen up this process of getting plays in and getting guys on the field, and let's go. And some of that, you know, is coach, and some of that's 12. I mean, the laconic nature, the laid-back thing, it's all well and good until there's 10 seconds left on the play clock and you're just getting out of the huddle and you're still making adjustments to the line of scrimmage. Gotta go. But overall, you live with all that because they're both fucking awesome, right? Essentially, that's the end game. Greg, thanks for the super chat. Can I get the answer to my previous super chat? 2004 Eagles flashbacks. That's with sound this time. I said that it didn't occur to me while it was happening, but going back and thinking about it, I can see how you might feel a similar kind of creeping either dread or joy, depending on your confidence level, But it wasn't something that occurred to me during the game. I think I was a little too locked up in what was happening. Andy, thanks for the super chat. Devondre Campbell is the predator. You ain't lying, man. What a game. Number of times, either on passing plays where he is making sure that Murray doesn't get loose, or certain run plays where he's there doing a great job with his run fits. I mean, that guy is absolutely special in Green Bay. There's no doubt about that. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat, man. Today's jams are True by Spandau Ballet. Now you're talking my language, buddy. And Some Heads Are Gonna Roll by Judas Priest. You play to win the game, Nags Pappies. You do indeed play to win the game, as the Packers did last night. Gotta love it. Who is texting me? You know, I know people like know me and love me, but they all should know when I'm live. What else we got? What else we got, folks? Maria, how are you? Thanks for the super chat. Tell me why we did not use A.J. Dillon to run it in on the one-yard line, but instead went with Jones or tried to throw. Got to mix it up, right? Got to mix it up. And, you know, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't hoping they'd give A.J. the ball there, but, you know, they're trying to keep the defense on their toes. Sometimes it is, you know, you got to execute. You know, but at the other side of it, you got your big 250-pounder guy who's literally bowling over people. I mean, both Jones and Dillon had plays where Dillon on the fourth down, where he's hit literally behind the line of scrimmage and trucks through a dude to get the first down. Same thing for Jones. You know, down there on the goal line, hit well behind the line of scrimmage, powers through to get into the end zone. Use some of that. Yeah, instead they like to spread it out. I'm not a fan. That crispy boy, thank you for the super sticker. Very much appreciated. Cat, thanks for the super chat. I'm here for the Rodgers memes. They were everywhere last night. Holy cow. That was impressive. I mean, that happened quick. I love, and Tyler had it as the header for Cheesehead TV Twitter in like 30 seconds. It was great. Zane, thanks for the super chat. Nag, so pumped about last night, but absolutely gutted for Big Bob. You hate to see it, man. You hate to see it. And it was interesting hearing John Kuhn talk on the postgame show, 97.3 The Game. If you haven't checked it out, I think it's on Drew and KB's Twitter. But he was talking about how every year at the end of the season, NFL players vote on the worst surfaces to play on in the league. And Arizona's apparently comes in last or second to last each and every year. I mean, the nature of it, it's very hard. They roll it in and out because it's obviously an event space that's used for lots of other things. And it sure seemed like last night, it reminded me of the Super Bowl, actually, 45, when, you know, Packers were going down left and right. Driver got hurt. Woodson got hurt. There was so many injuries. Last night, it felt kind of the same. Like, that is a barn of a stadium. And I can't help but think it plays a little bit into Tonyan's injury. The way you look at it, it's like he doesn't take a big hit. He just, you know, bounces off the guy and he's ready to make a move, and then you see him grab. So you absolutely hate it. Guy obviously was getting more involved, finally doing a little bit, allowed to do a little bit more than chip the end, etc. Gets hurt on a big play. You absolutely hate it. I mean, there's nothing official yet, but when Matt starts off with, you know, my heart breaks for him or whatever he said last night, you know it's bad. So I expect we'll get a little bit more later this afternoon, hopefully, when Matt talks to us around 5 Eastern. Miller, thanks for the super chat. Z tweeted back in Green Bay. Okay. Good, I think. Mike, thanks for the super sticker. Very much appreciated. Go Pack Go, thank you for the super chat. Enjoy the games this weekend, and then we got a game against the back-to-back AFC champs on their turf. Let's get it. Going to be a great week. I mean, it is kind of fantastic now if you have a thrilling game that you win, your team wins, and now you just get to sit back and enjoy NFL Sunday. That is a good feeling, especially with a W in the pocket. There's no doubt about that. And Kansas City will be coming off a short week because they play on Monday night. Like it. I like it a lot. H. Carrington, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Wide receiver screen fake for Cobb's TD was MLF at his best. Loved that design, especially since they'd been utilizing kind of some of the horizontal stuff throughout the game. And then for, you know, that pump, you see the safety come over and have Cobb crossing underneath. Fantastic design. I do think they got a little greedy, though, in that last red zone trip where Aaron tried to do something similar. And, you know, Arizona was ready for it that time. But, yes, 100% loved that action and loved that play call. And, obviously, great execution. Jocelyn, thank you for the super chat. Amazing they missed 4.5. What is that, 4.5? Four or five all-pros out in that left guard. I mean, there's a lot of guys down, and they overcame it all. It is hella impressive. And, look, Matt LaFleur does a great job. Aaron Rodgers did Aaron Rodgers things, but they don't win that game unless Goody has the depth built up on this team that we saw on display last night. You know, Juwan Winfrey gets involved. That's an undrafted guy out of Colorado. Rasul Douglas is the hero of the game. 9 tackles, big interception. He was on Arizona's practice squad, what, 3 weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago. Obviously, Devondre Campbell, et cetera. The list goes on. And I just, something else I want to talk about real quickly. I just kind of bugged the hell out of me last night. I didn't want to put it on Twitter because, you know, it takes on a life of its own. But, you know, huge play. Douglas makes the pick. Everyone's celebrating. And legit, within 30 seconds, I had people in my mentions saying, "Does you know, Douglas definitely starts over King, right? Or, oh, this can we, like, bench King now? Blah, blah, blah." If your first reaction to that play was to tweet about or comment on something regarding Kevin King, you need to step back and seriously reevaluate why you are a fan of the Green Bay Packers, how you relate to the team. If that's your first impulse, like, I get it, like, down the line, et cetera, asking these questions about playing time when people come back, et cetera. Totally fair game. Understand it. But your first impulse, huge fucking play to win the game. It was there. It was clear as day. I'm not making this up as far as, like, it wasn't, oh, maybe I just read it. No, like, later. No, it was, like, immediately in my mentions. At least 3 or 4 different people. What does this mean for Kevin King? Who cares? They just won an amazing game. And your first impulse was to fucking write something about Kevin fucking King. That just blew my mind. So, needed to get it off my chest. And you know what? We have a whole fucking channel here where I'm allowed to do that. So that's what I'm doing. Vincent, thanks for the super chat. MLF sounded very aware of the red zone misses. Said the guys really bailed him out. More Dylan in the zone next time. Great game. Go Pack, go. Yeah, you could very much tell in his post-game presser that was eating away at him. And I think it will continue to. You know, he takes the brunt of it, but it's everybody. It's not just him. You know, it's Aaron. It's Nathaniel. It's Luke. They come up with the plan. They come up with the plays. You know, it's that and the game plan throughout the week of what we want to use in the red zone. He's not just calling plays willy-nilly. But Matt, as the leader he is, will always take the brunt of it. Miska, thanks for the super chat. Why am I afraid we will just cut Z this year? There's a good chance that happens in the offseason, but I don't think they're going to do it during the season. Doxson, thanks for the super chat. Is it wrong if the highlight package made it move? No. GBP Daily, thanks for the super chat. Keep doubting this team. Keep effing doubting them. 7-1, a little time to rest, and back at it November 7th. I love this team. Yep. Last night broke the seal on the I love this team. I always wait in gut reactions for that one victory that gets you, like, there, like falling in love with a specific team, this season's team. And last night, 1,000,000,000% fit the bill. No question about it. Go Pack Go, thanks for the super chat. Now what do we do at the trade deadline? Something I would hope. Sure would love a big splash trade. Don't mistake activity for achievement. Don't trade just to trade. Maybe they make a move. Remember last year when everyone was all in on, oh, they got to do the Will Fuller trade. Brian held his ground, didn't want to give up a premium pick. How's Fuller doing down in Miami? You know, it's like, just don't make a trade just to make it. Could they? Yes, of course they could. but they don't need to make a splash just to do it at all. Ed, thanks for the super chat. Technology is a beautiful thing. Wow, just effing wow. Not that there was ever any doubt. Outstanding team effort. No question about it. That was a team win. That is a perfect way to put it. Andrus, thank you for the super sticker. Very much appreciated. Brendan, thank you for the super chat. I know Rodgers loves EQ, but why is he trying to force it to him for a score when the designed option, DeGuara, was an easy TD? That's a great question. Maybe I'll get to ask Aaron sometime in 2074. But yeah, I didn't get that at all. The DeGuara on the flare out, wide open. They got exactly what they wanted as far as the man covering him has to go over to the, you know, the inside or the outside receiver who's cutting in. What just if he throws, if Aaron throws it in rhythm, DeGuara turns up and walks into the end zone. So yeah, I don't know. I said it on the watch party. That was mystifying to me, man. There were a couple of those last night though with Aaron. And I think some of it might just be, and we talked about this with John Kuhn on the post-game show. You know, sometimes it is going to be, you know, guys you haven't played with. You look at the throw, I don't know if it was the same series, but the throw where there was a flare out and Winfrey clearly takes it up a little bit further than Rodgers is expecting, and Rodgers throws it short of him. And on the sideline, you could literally see the wide receivers coach say, you got to flatten that out. You know, so there's going to be timing issues and things like that, but it's not like he hasn't thrown to DeGuara before. So, yeah, I'm with you, man. That was a frustrating play, no doubt about it. Timbo Slice, thanks for the super chat. Rodgers landed hard on his shoulder on that TD pass with breaking it in the past. Be thankful he was okay. That was a hard hit. Was a hard hit, no doubt about it. And yeah, I mean, any play. I mean, that play, the play where he bull rushed into four defenders. How fucking great was that, by the way? Talk about a guy who wants it. I absolutely love it. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. Matt Ramage is a gem, LOL. Matt Ramage is the man, is what I think you mean to say, Stanley. Keith, thanks for the super chat. How does this win rank or stack up in the Matt LaFleur era? Top three. It's definitely top three. This is something we talked about in the postgame show last night. I mean, it's up there with the Dallas win back in 2019. It's there with San Francisco this year. There are obviously playoff games that he's won, but man, as short week on the road, totally undermanned, to come out with that victory, that is, and to do it in the manner that they did, as far as like the game plan, leaning on the running game, the job they did as far as not having their defensive coordinator, having two guys kind of married to what they wanted to do on defense when it came to the play calls. That's all under Matt. You know, that's his gig. He's in charge of all of it. So yeah, it's hard not to put this at the top or at least near the top of his greatest wins. No question about it. Porkmaster, what's up, man? Haven't seen you in forever. How you doing? I'm reading the Aaron Rodgers book clubs, The Art of War and The Four Agreements, and both mention timeouts are for pussies. It's a little weird. I love you, Porkmaster. Corey, thanks for the super chat. Big dog, that catch, holy shit, go Pack, go. Also, more people need to recognize Matt LaFleur as a fabulous coach. I mean, PFF had that fucking graphic up yesterday on Twitter. Who's going to win Coach of the Year? And they had like seven dudes. And not Matt LaFleur. The disrespect is palpable. Absolutely palpable. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers, putting up with my audio issues in the first take. I'm so sorry about that. Thank you, each and every one of you, for hanging out, talking Packers, and just making Cheesehead TV part of your daily Packers routine. We do very much appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend. Have a great time. I'll probably be off for a little bit here. I'll see you back here on Monday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope you all have a safe Halloween wherever you are. If you are so inclined to dress up and have a good time, just be safe. What a win. 7-1. Love this team. Please tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day and a great weekend. I'll see you Monday. Go Pack, go.